listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. And here we are on another Sunday.
Here we are. And you know, I don't know if we told our listeners, but like we're producing our own show now. Well, like half producing our own show.
Yes. Well, you know, I told you before we started today, like, thank you for being super producer. Like, and I feel like you're in your element because you did tell me that you like this kind of stuff, right?
I do. I mean, I think it comes from like back in the day when I used to teach dance and I always had to mix music. So I always would have those systems like put on my computer and I would like play around with music. And I haven't done that in a while, but yeah. I think we're using Adobe Audition. And this is the first time, well, second or third time I've actually used it. And it's kind of fun.
Yeah. So along those lines, have you seen the movie Pitch Perfect before?
Yeah. I know.
I felt dumb like asking because it's like that should be a given. So, you know, to me, you're kind of like Becca, like doing her whole thing, like mixing music and like, you know, trying to come up with like original stuff. So,
you know, I would love to do that. I actually, now that I'm kind of getting used to like Adobe Audition, I have this DJ that I really like, but he DJs yoga music, which is really cool because it has like I don't like just traditional yoga music because I have the dance background, so I like to hear a little bit more beats in the music.
Yeah.
And so I've often thought maybe I should start mixing my own yoga music. So maybe this is like DJ Cool Whip is going to, you know, start busting out the beats.
Dude, I like it. I you never really know. Like it. No. So I do want to, you know, because I have full confidence that our listeners probably also listened to last Sunday's episode as they were on their boat Labor Day weekend. So, you know, for those of you that this is a repeat conversation, I apologize, but we might have some new people that joined us today that weren't with us last Sunday. So I want to go back to talk about your experience at Bucky's. You know, we talked about it a little bit with our last guest, but we didn't really do like a full breakdown of like what kinds of things you actually bought. Like I was trying to keep it minimal, but I want to kind of go in a little bit more detail about that this afternoon if that's okay. So tell me like what kind of snacks did you buy?
Well, first let me start off by saying I had never been to Bucky's, and so me and the boyfriend were like, you know, let's do it. I really want to go because I watch a lot of YouTube, okay? I'm just going to put this out there. I watch a lot of YouTube, and I like people that, like, travel different places, try different things, and I got stuck on this one guy, Mikey Chin. He would probably never listen to the show, but I'm going to do a shout-out anyway. And he would go to, like, Bucky's. He'd go to, like, a 7-Eleven, like, in Japan. It would be, like, the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
So I kind of have a fascination of, like, I love to buy foods, especially from different countries and different cultures. Like, to me, because, I mean, our food's kind of boring here. But anyway, so anyway, we set this trip up. We're like, take off work. We're going to have a long weekend. We're going to Bucky's. It was a really fun experience. I walked in. My eyes were like huge. We were like walking from one thing to the next. I got my little cart and I was like, all right, we're going to go in. We're going to buy all these things. So I ended up buying, I think I spent like $80. And I bought, first of all, I bought this little fudge kit. So it was like all the samples of fudge.
Yeah.
It's the richest fudge I've ever had in my entire life. We're still working on it. We got it like 2 weeks ago. But, it has all these different flavors of fudge to where, like, you can only eat, like, a little bite of it, but it's really good because then you could, like, go back to Bucky's and then, like, try, you know, get, like, whatever fudge you ended up really liking. So we did that. The boyfriend bought tons of beef jerky. You know, I'm vegetarian. I don't touch that stuff.
Sure.
But he can have it, whatever. And so he bought tons of beef jerky. We bought the chocolate-covered pretzels with, like, the blueberry yogurt and the strawberry. I love that kind of stuff. We bought the Bucky Nuggets, which I have a different thing I call them, which is kind of funny, but we bought the Beaver Nuggets. Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, they were really good. We ended up getting, I got an iced coffee from the machine, and it was actually really good because I kind of wasn't thinking the iced coffee would be that great, but it was pretty good. And then I think he got like a brisket sandwich or a chicken sandwich. They had a vegetarian thing. It was not good. They need to not go down that route. I'm trying to think what else I bought. We bought some sunflower seeds. I like some jalapeno sunflower seeds that were really good. I bought the lemon cookies that come in a tub.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really weird. And I know we're going to have to go on a break soon. But I bought pickled quail eggs.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So how do they taste?
Okay, here's the thing. I love anything pickled. I love kimchi. I love sauerkraut.
Yeah.
I love, like, pickled okra, everything. So I was like, pickled eggs, I've had that before. But, like, quail eggs, I've never actually had it before. They have a different kind of taste to them. But they're, like, for four eggs, it's, like, 45 calories.
Yeah.
They're really low.
Yeah.
And then they also have, apparently, a lot of good health benefits. I'm not really sure. We might have to look it up during the break. But Yeah, I kind of went crazy.
Interesting.
I think I bought more stuff, but I don't really remember what it is.
So that was great. And, you know, and like you said, we have to take a break. So we're on this cliffhanger of, like, pickled quail eggs, yeah. ..
Gross. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, use the restroom, grab a beverage, grab your pickled quail eggs. We'll catch you on the flip side. You're listening to Fit to be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You are listening to Fit to be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. And if you are just now joining us, we had an enlightening conversation about Buc-ee's. Mm. And we kind of ended it on the note of pickled quail eggs. And so, as much as I want to go on and on about it, I think we've got to bring our guest on. So we might have to talk more about these pickled quail eggs at the end of the show. But I'm really excited about today's guest. You know, Whitney, you and I, we really pride ourselves all the time on bringing the best of the best and kind of showcasing all of our fun folks on campus. And so today we have the honor of having one of my coworkers, Tiffany Lawson, who is an assistant director and a health educator in our Department of Health Promotional Wellness at UA. So what up, Tiffany?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And now you are no stranger to the show.
That's right.
Yeah. I am not.
You are a frequent guest and we love that. And so, you know, for our folks that are joining for the first time, or maybe this is their first exposure to you, kind of tell us a little bit about your professional and academic background.
Of course. Well, I attended the University of Mississippi. I was there for a very long time. I enjoyed Oxford. I got my bachelor's there. So I have a bachelor's in chemistry because, you know, I thought I wanted to be a chemist. And wow. I was for a little while.
Wow.
And then I decided that I hated it. Yes, it was not fun. Like, I'm an introvert and I like, you know, I thrive when I have, like, my quiet time.
Yeah.
But I also like interacting with people because that gives me energy as well. And working in a lab all day was not for me. It was not my cup of tea.
Mm.
So then I was like, okay, so what else can I do? And I did some research and I was looking at all the programs that were available, like graduate programs, and I came across health promotion. And so I went into that program, got my master's in health promotion, and I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome because I can, like, you know, get my fill of people and then I can go back to my introvert ways and, you know, I can thrive.
Oh, yeah. So, no, yeah. I love that you have, like, the best of both worlds there.
So yes. I want to go back to the chemistry thing for a second because when you say chemistry, it brings me back to, like, my high school chemistry teacher, who, by the way, Mr. Silvernail was awesome. He was really good because I was not smart with chemistry or math at all. That's why I'm a DJ now. But anyway, I'm just playing. But, like, what made you decide to first go into chemistry? Was that going to lead you to a different career, like, maybe in the medicine field or something, or...?
It actually was, Whitney. I had this crazy idea that I wanted to be a pharmacist, you know, you know, pushing pills.
Oh, yeah. That could be a whole other topic.
Right. Yeah. The legal way, of course.
Yes.
Helping people.
Of course.
But that didn't quite work out. And I found that I actually like chemistry because I like how, like, the different formulas, you can use them to create things. And, like, there's, like, an end some way, you know, that makes sense. And I was a biology major at first and I did not get biology. But in the chemistry lab, that's, I like doing things and working on experiments and things like that. And so I was like, I want to do this forever. But I was wrong.
It's kind of funny how, like, your life and your path changes and then now you're in health promotion. And so I'm kind of curious, just like your role at the university, what does that entail?
So I am at the university in my topic area is financial wellness. And so I work with Sheena and there are four health educators in our department. And we all kind of have our topic areas. And so financial literacy kind of falls under my purview. And basically I kind of lead the initiatives when it comes to financial literacy and financial wellness for UA students. I do lots of classroom presentations. And our goal is to make sure that our students have a strong financial literacy foundation that's going to help them to thrive while they're here at UA and then to also take those skills out when they leave the university. And so I also oversee the peer financial coaches who they do sessions with students to kind of help them work on those financial literacy skills and all that good stuff. I also co-advise Project Health, which is our peer education group. I conduct different events such as Wellness Week, where we do lots of health and wellness activities and events to make sure students are aware of the different resources that are available to them. And then a number of other things that I can't think of right now.
So to me, like, I just hear, like, you are a super busy person. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, so one of the things that I had also wanted to ask you about was your different credentials, because I remember at one point this summer, Tiffany, I had some interns with me, and one of their assignments was to interview everybody in the department and then ask, like, what their credentials were. And I just remember them all being blown away when you, like, rattled off, like, oh, I'm certified in this and this and this and this. And they're like, oh my gosh, she's certified in all the things. So can you tell our listeners, like, all of the stuff that you have under your belt? Because, like, I kind of geek out about it too.
I can, Gina. So I mentioned that I was a health educator. So I'm CHES certified, which means I'm a certified health education specialist. I also have a personal training certification through ACSM.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Do you train anywhere right now?
I don't.
Okay, well, we're always looking for trainers at the rec center. We might need to talk after the break.
You might need to. Yeah. Because I haven't used it since I've been here. And okay. I'm like, I need to do something with it.
Yes.
And then I also have 2 health coaching certifications. So I'm a national board certified health and wellness coach.
Wow.
And then I also have a coaching certification through Well Coaches, which is a program that trains health coaches, health and wellness coaches.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So, yeah. So I'm good on the certifications, Gina. I was talking to someone, and they were like, you should get this financial counselor certification. I was like, nah, I'm good right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold it off and, you know, just make sure I can, you know, keep up the ones that I currently have.
Like, maintain all your
CDs. Yes. It gets pricey.
Yeah, and that's another thing that, like, you know, certifications are great. And I think, you know, we've all gotten our certifications and gone through the processes and doing all that. And I kind of had this revelation the other day. I was, like, looking at my certifications because I have, like, ACE for personal training and like alpha for group exercise, but now that I'm going into more Pilates and yoga, I'm kind of like, do I even really want a lot of these? Like, you kind of shift your focus a little bit, which I think is kind of cool. So yeah, you are definitely very well qualified.
I was like, I want to bring this up because I think that it's so helpful. And, you know, also too, I didn't realize until you were talking to my interns this summer about the personal training certification. Mm-hmm. So I was like, there you go.
And ACSM is great. It's the gold standard. I mean, it's, you did say ACSM, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was just making sure because my head's spinning. It's Sunday and, you know, I did go to Bucky's last weekend, so I don't even know what's happening anymore. But yeah, ACSM, for those of you listening, I mean, that's our gold standard for personal training. So if you ever have a trainer that's ACSM, you know you're in good hands based on, it's not an easy test either.
It is not.
It is not a tough, I think the passing rate is like, it's like some weird percentage where like you can kind of look at the different certifications and kind of figure out like I have ACE, it's in the middle. So I'm just going to put that out there. I don't have ACSM.
Now, Tiffany, I know we're about to have to go to another break, but I did want to quickly ask, prior to you coming to UA, where was your previous work experience?
Oh, yeah. So I dabbled in college health when I first finished my master's degree. I did 2 years in higher education. And then from there, I went into corporate wellness where my ACSM certification came in handy.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Did lots of, personal training and health coaching.
Nice.
And so I spent 4 years in the corporate world, and then I made my way back to college health because that's where my passion lies, working with college students in this population. And so, Sheena, I made my way around and came back.
I think that there is something special about college health, and that's something that all of us, you know, talking today, like, we have that passion for college students. You know, I think, and I'm sure I've said this at some point on the radio, but, you know, you kind of have to have a passion for it to live in a college town because you can kind of get jaded by being in the university bubble, even as a student. You're kind of just like, okay, like, I want to see what life is like beyond this, but this is such like a pivotal time, I think, for our students. And I know that in our next segments we're going to be talking even more about that, just like what makes college health so unique compared to the general population. But y'all, we're going to get you to take another break. We will catch you on the flip side. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheen and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney and Tiffany today. I feel like that has a good ring to it.
It does. I like that. Yeah.
Sheena, Whitney, and Tiffany. It's the like the Y sounds at the end. It kind of flows. But yeah, we're just kind of, you know, reminding our listeners who Tiffany is and where she is on campus in Sheena's department, Health Promotion and Wellness. And we're just kind of, you know, thinking about being in this field with students and all of our different roles. We do kind of live in this bubble, but at the same time, we have a way of kind of preparing them for the real world because we've lived in the real world. And it kind of gives us a chance to, you know, check in with them and give them our advice and create programs. And, you know, I just think it's kind of cool that all of our expertise kind of mesh together. We talk about like your background and where, you know, where you've worked. And during the break, we're talking about corporate wellness because I was kind of interested in that and how you traveled, but now you're glad to be back, you know, to campus. So I think that's great.
I do. And, you know, and before the break too, you know, we had talked a little bit about the fact that we're in health promotion and wellness. And, you know, Whitney, I think, you know, thinking back on the times that we've just talked on the show, many times we've kind of related me to my work at the Student Health Center, but we don't talk as much about the Department of Health Promotion and Wellness as far as the services that we provide. And so, you know, Tiffany, you and I can kind of tag team on this, but let's talk a little bit about the services of our department, because we probably have some listeners that are first-year students on our campus. And what would you say, what's your elevator pitch whenever somebody's like, what does the Department of Health Promotion and Wellness do? I'll see if our elevator pitches are the same.
That's a really good question, Sheena. And I get that question a lot because people are like, what does that mean? But I think the best way to kind of summarize it is that we provide services and education around different healthy behaviors, of behaviors that we want students to adopt. And so we educate and provide information around those service, around those behaviors, because we want the students to thrive while they're at UA. And I feel like I've said that word several times. It's my favorite right now, if you didn't notice. But we want to make sure they're the best version of themselves. And so our services kind of center around making sure that they are knowledgeable in those different topic areas so that they can make sure that they're being the best version of themselves.
No, I love how you said that. No, that was great.
And, you know, it is such a, I think you said pivotal time, or somebody said pivotal time, in a college student's, you know, life, because, you know, when you're a freshman, it's your first time away from home. And so a lot of the decisions that you make, I know for us, we're always talking about, like, making the right food choices and try a group exercise class to exercise. So I'm just kind of curious, like, if you had to give a student advice, just a freshman coming in, being a health educator, what would be your advice to them? Like, you know, just kind of like to start those, maybe one health behavior, healthy behavior, or maybe just to start a path, you know, into some other, you know, that Alabama wellness model that Dr. Perez likes to talk about.
I would probably tell them to, like, utilize their resources. So we have lots of different resources on campus, whether it be, like, human resources or services that we offer. And so making sure that you're knowledgeable about what those resources are, so that if you're ever in a situation where you may need to utilize that resource, you know where to go. So, for example, and I'm thinking of, like, when it comes to your mental health, knowing that we have a counseling center on campus and that they are there for you and that they can provide those whatever services that you may need. And so just being knowledgeable, I think that's really, really important.
I agree. And, you know, I think sometimes too, especially for students coming to college, you know, we have this mindset that, you know, academics are our number one priority. And yes, that is why we come to college, but it's so easy for us to put certain health behaviors on the back burner for sake of prioritizing academics. So we're not getting quality sleep. We're not allowing our body to move joyfully or to make, you know, or even have time to eat, because it's like, no, all of those things I can put on the back burner because this test is happening. Like, it seems like academics has, like, very concrete dates to it, but, you know, we feel like it's easy to sacrifice sleep or movement or eating. And I think, you know, just really being able to help students make that correlation of, no, we want to be successful in these health behaviors so that you do feel your best academically, and that it all is very synergistic and kind of comes together, you know?
Well, it's the same thing with exercise. I mean, I can't train a client or teach somebody that hasn't fueled their body correctly or hasn't had enough sleep. And a lot of our students that are like, type A students, you know, like very like go get them students. You got to be more like me. You just got to sit there. I'm just kidding. Don't take my advice. But you know, it's people like that sometimes will, you know, sacrifice sleeping, and that's super important to refresh and recharge and to obtain the information that you're studying for a test. And so I think learning those things and finding a balance is super important.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that is a good segue. I love the word segue because it's great in radio. But legit, this is a great segue. Talking about Wellness Week, you know, we have that coming up on campus. And Tiffany, I know that this is kind of your fall baby. You mm-hmm. know, like this is what you work on. And this is really a week that is meant to equip students with all of these things that we've mentioned. So tell us a little bit about Wellness Week.
Yeah, so like you kind of mentioned, Sheena, like Wellness Week is a week where we kind of display some of those resources that are available to students and kind of put them like on under like a magnifying glass mm-hmm. so that students can kind of get an idea of what mm-hmm. they're about. And so our goal is to kind of bring those different events and those different services to the forefront so students are like, oh yeah, maybe when they're in a situation where they're like, dang it, I need something, they can kind of reflect back and like, oh, I remember when I went to Wellness Week, I attended this event and learned about this and this and this. And so it's just basically a time to kind of put on display all those different health and wellness resources that we have on campus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so Wellness Week technically starts tomorrow, right? Yeah, so
yes,
on the 13th.
It does. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a rundown of what's happening that week?
For sure. So we're going to kick off tomorrow with some coffee chats. We've partnered with the Collegiate Recovery Intervention Services to kind of offer those, and they're going to kind of talk about their services and what it's like to be in recovery and what that looks like for our students. And then they're going to end Monday with a yoga 12-step recovery meeting, which is kind of awesome because that we're partnering with UREC on mm-hmm. that. And so you can come and enjoy a yoga class and kind of learn about what that entails with the recovery program. And then on Tuesday, we're going to kick off some wellness walks.
Ooh.
And so these are some times where you can go on a guided 30-minute walk to kind of reset your day and connect with nature, and then to get your creative juices flowing throughout the rest of the day.
Whitney, I feel like wellness walks would be like where you drive.
I was just thinking that because you said wellness walks. I don't know if y'all saw me, but I just kind of gazed up to the sky, like thinking about the trees. I was like, man, I just love looking at trees.
Yes, Whitney, you would love these.
I would.
You should totally come on.
Okay, I'm going to look up that schedule.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on Wednesday, we kind of have a jam-packed schedule. We have the hashtag adulting series, which will be talking about healthy or foods to kind of fuel your academic success. Mm. And Sheena will be leading that.
I was just going to ask.
So that's going to be awesome, and that's virtual. So you can tune in from anywhere or join from anywhere for that. And then we're also going to have the health fair, which kind of invites all of our campus partners and community partners to kind of come and talk about the different resources and services they offer. That's going to be on the Ferg Plaza. We're going to have free HIV testing. Mm. We're partnering with the Alabama Department of Health to do that. And then we're also going to have some wellness walks on Wednesdays because we know the importance. And so we want to offer as many of those as we can. And then on Thursday, we're going to wrap up. We're going to also offer some wellness walks. And Sheena's going to offer some grocery store tours.
I'm super excited about that.
Because
what grocery store are y'all going to?
We're going to go to Publix on the Strip.
Okay.
You know, it's nice little proximity.
Yeah.
Very close. So, yes.
Man, that's awesome. That's exciting. I think I did a grocery store walk one time when I was an undergrad. I think one of my classes. And I found it super enlightening just to understand the layout. And to this day, I still remember that class. And I remember like how I shop in a grocery store now. It's like it maps it out and you know where to go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. Well, Tiffany, I love the variety that we have planned for next week. And, you know, I know we've got to take a break, but I want us to talk more about these initiatives. We're going to go into more, you know, hashtag deep thoughts among each other. But y'all, grab a beverage, grab your beaver nuggets, whatever you need to do. You're listening to Fit to Be Side with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 Crosstown.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back, and a Fit to Be Tied on this lovely Sunday afternoon, and we are kicking off Wellness Week with Tiffany. And yeah, she just rattled off a ton of really cool things that I want to be a part of. The wellness walk sounds super awesome to me, the 12-step recovery yoga, the grocery store tours. I mean, you know, if you don't have anything to do this week, and now you do.
Yeah, it's like there's a ton going on.
And this is kind of the fun time of the semester, I feel like, because now that we've kind of hit that hurdle of, you know, getting through the start of everything, you get to enjoy Wellness Week. I know Office of Work, Wellness and Work-Life Balance, they're going to have some things like Strive for Five coming up for faculty staff. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of a nice little time. I mean, it needs to be a little cooler, but then, you know, once it's cooler outside, then we'll feel a little bit better, maybe.
Yes. Now, you know, we've talked about this earlier on in the show, how, you know, this time of college is really pivotal for students and, you know, and where they are in this stage of life. And I wanted us to kind of talk a little bit about how college health or approaches to health in college are so different from other stages of life. You know, Tiffany, you coming from the corporate world, I feel like you probably have seen such a stark difference in terms of how you address health with middle-aged senior adults versus college students. What are kind of your impressions there in terms of those differences overall?
I think the major difference for me is that the spheres of influence for the different populations. So with the older population, like, they listen to me, like, they see me as credible. But when it comes to college students in the college population, they're the influence of peers has a greater impact than me coming and talking to them about things. If they hear it from their peers, then, oh, that makes it more credible. And so I think that that's one of the major differences between the college population and, for example, the older population.
Yeah, because I even think about, like, you know, if I think of a student starting a new, like, exercise routine or eating a certain way, it's like, oh, well, you know, my roommate is doing it or whatever. Yes. Or like, oh, I saw this girl, like, she has these, like, fitness, like, YouTube videos or whatever else. So you're totally right.
I tend to do things in groups and pairs. You know, every time I, you know, teach a group exercise class, it's, you know, they're coming. It's very rare that a college student, unless they're already in the habit of coming, they'll come by themselves, but they always have a friend with them. And so I totally get, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of research, but I think we can see with our own eyes without all the research. Like, yeah, you're right. You do have to have your peer influence for sure.
Yeah. You know, and I even think also, too, I'll make this point when I'm doing group presentations, when we think about someone's definition of healthy, depending if it's a college student versus, say, an older or middle-aged adult. And so, like, with a student, when they come in my office and they say, oh, I want to eat healthy, if I were to just have a snapshot of the visual they have in their brain, it's like this very specific curated Pinterest board of, like, oh, salads in a mason jar, like, meal prep can containers, like, all of these fitness hashtags, like, you know, all of these, like, bright, vibrant, like, smoothie colors. And then when I think about, like, an older adult who is managing different chronic conditions, they're thinking, like, oh, I want to start, you know, using the DASH diet or the Mediterranean diet. And for listeners who don't know, the DASH diet is not something created by the Kardashians, but it's actually an acronym for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. So not really very sexy.
I was going to say, very different than a Kardashian diet.
But it is, you know, an evidence-based, you know, eating pattern that does help reduce hypertension. So, you know, when we think about how adults are processing this information and like you were saying, Tiffany, who they see as that credible resource, I think it's so interesting. And that's why I love on our campus that we do have our specific departments that target health for our college students as well as doing our employee wellness, because those tactics are so different and they have to be, you know?
I think You were on the show before talking a little bit about, like, financial wellness. And for me, as a college, well, I wish I was a college student. I know I look like a college student. I'm just kidding. But, you know, for our college students, that to me is a very important piece to the puzzle, because I think that they kind of get the food, the nutrition, like the typical things that we think, you know, you need to exercise, you need to, like, not drink as much, you know, and, like, sexual health and all that. Like, they get that, but I always find it fascinating when, like, you talk about presentations that you do for financial wellness, and that's not something I thought about when I was in school. But have you kind of noticed that? Did they seem like they kind of grasp that a little bit more?
I think so, Whitney, because in some instances, this is the first time where they've had like these discussions mm-hmm. around financial wellness and mm-hmm. financial literacy, mm-hmm. because it's kind of like expected that once you kind of get to a certain point that you kind of have these skills and like yeah. they're just like, I don't know, like you just inherit them and you have them. Mm. But that's not necessarily the case. Like, I've spoken with lots of students, and, like, this is the first time they've been introduced to this information. Mm. And this is a very unique time because this is the first time where they may be in charge of their own finances, mm. and they're not depending on their parents to be in charge of their finances mm-hmm. and telling them, oh, you need to do this and this and this. Mm-hmm. So I think that usually during my financial literacy presentations, like, students tend to be more engaged mm-hmm. and they're more dialed in mm-hmm. because it's a topic that is not covered pretty regularly when they're in high school in some cases.
Yeah, because, I mean, even when you're in high school and you have a job, like, there's only, like, you don't really do a ton with your taxes. I mean, it's a little bit. You're still, you know, your parents are claiming you. So it's just, like, a lot of different things to think about. And I don't really think I fully understood, like, financial literacy until I was, like, way out of college. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like now I have a really good grasp and understanding mm-hmm. from my life experiences. So I think that's great, giving them basically a jump start on figuring out life. Is what it looks like to me.
Because I'm even thinking about, like, when you have that first job offer and, you know, you're listening to, you know, what they're offering and, you know, just having the concept of, like, oh, I'm not going, like, there's going to be stuff taken out of my paycheck. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like, 401ks. Like, all that stuff sounded so scary to me. Yeah. I felt so unprepared. But at least, like you were saying, Tiffany, this really sets that foundation where they have a sense of familiarity with it so that they can take charge of their finances. Mm-hmm. So I love that. I don't know. Anyways.
So, like, with the peer financial coaching, I'm just curious because, like I said, I mean, there might have been something like that when I was in school, but we've already talked, and Sheena was the overachiever. I was just, like, hanging out all the time. But, like, just playing. No, I did enough. I did enough to keep me, like, on the right path. But like, with that peer financial coaching, so is it students helping each other out and you're talking through this? That's cool.
For sure. So the peer financial coaching program, we recruit UA mm-hmm. students, mm-hmm. And then we train them. They undergo a certification to become a financial counselor. And so they have to study on their own. They we also mm-hmm. incorporate some coaching sessions to make sure that they can relate and relay information uh-huh. in a way that their fellow students will accept that information, mm-hmm. I guess. And then they become certified, and then they conduct free 30-minute coaching sessions with their peers. And so if you need help creating a budget, you can book a session with them, and they can help you with that. Or if you need help setting some financial goals and trying to figure out, like, how do I meet these different milestones to get to these goals, mm-hmm. you can work with them to kind of help you do that as well.
That's cool.
And it's free.
And it's free.
Don't you love free things?
Yes. I feel like we're Oprah sometimes with the services we have on campus. It's like, and you get the service, and yeah. you get the service, yeah. and you get the service.
Speaking of free, I'm just kind of curious. We have a few, like, a minute before we go on a break. But, like, I know for us at the Rec Center, speaking of free, mm-hmm. we have free group exercise classes. What all do y'all have available for free besides, is that mostly the financial counseling, that those sessions?
Yeah, so we have, like, the free coaching sessions. Mm-hmm. We also offer our peer education group, Project Health. They do outreach, and so, like, mm-hmm. they offer free knowledge education.
Yeah, yeah.
We also have free condom distribution sites mm-hmm. and some 24-hour
Did you hear that clearly? College students, free condoms.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like every service that we provide at this point is at no cost for the student. Mm-hmm. You know, we're really, you know, service-based mm-hmm. and certainly partner with a lot of different campus departments, you know, whenever they're interested in doing a wellness event. You know, one of the biggest things that we like for listeners to know, especially those that are involved in student orgs, is that if your organization is interested in planning events related to a specific type of, like, wellness awareness week or day or whatever else, please come and partner with us so that you don't feel like you're going in and not knowing where to start, because that's really mm-hmm. why we exist. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was excited that we got to have Tiffany today so that we could talk about that mm-hmm. a little bit more. But Tiffany, thank you so much for being with us today.
Of course. I'm always happy to come and join y'all.
Well, don't be shocked if I pull you in for our last 5-minute segment. But, y'all, we got to take a break. You're listening to Fit to be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Topstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, friends. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied. And as always, we've had such a wonderful show with Tiffany, just enlightening us on all the great things you guys do over at the Student Health Center and just all the wellness activities and things that you have, you know, available on Wellness Week. And okay, guys, we're going on some wellness walks. That's going to be what we do this next week, wellness walk. Why are we all coughing? This is freaking me out. Okay, just nothing. It's nothing.
Just a little tickle.
It's the ragweed. But anyways, so yeah, so Sheena, you were talking about like taking us on a wild ride. What do you mean by that?
Nothing too crazy. Yeah. But so, you know, I've mentioned on the show that I've been trying to become more consistently physically active again.
Okay.
Just after popping, you know, kids out and all of this stuff. And so I don't know if I mentioned this, like whenever I was dabbling in CrossFit, I noticed that the women would dress a very particular like style there. Yeah. And then in the types of workouts that I do now, you know, it's not too extreme. However, the other day I decided, I was like, I'm just going to work out in like one of my like work t-shirts from work, like an oversized t-shirt and leggings. And I just didn't realize that the style now is like sports bras and crop tops and like leggings. I just was like, I felt so frumpy, you know, and I was like, I almost wish my t-shirt was like, I'm sorry I'm not in style, like I just recently popped out a kid. Like, granted, it's almost been 12 months now, but like, it's like I needed them to know, like, I'm a mom. Like, and not saying that a mom like can't wear, but like, I felt like that would at least give me a whatever. But I don't know, like, fitness fashion is so different now, and like, obviously, like, I'd love to rock the crop tops and like all the things. I just can't do that yet, especially because I'm still a breastfeeding mom, and I'm just keeping it real, y'all. Like, I'm just keeping it real when you get to that stage of life. But yeah, I don't know, like, so what is your fitness style, Whitney, just out of curiosity? Like, what is your like workout wear of choice, if you had your preference?
Well, I always wear like black clothing because first of all, you got to be strategic, because if you start wearing like gray or like a light color and you're sweating, that is just not appealing. I do not like that. I'm always in like black workout pants. And I will say this, I have become, and I'm going to totally jump into this this cult, but I have become a Lululemon fan.
Really?
Yes, and so I never thought I would say that.
Are the leggings, like, worth it? I keep trying to decide, like,
I'm going
to
tell you what happened, okay? This is my quick story about this. Yes, the leggings are worth it. I do not go out, and I do not buy matching outfits. I'm like, I need black leggings. They are awesome, especially for the amount of like teaching and stuff that I do. So one of my friends, she's a store manager there, and one day she was like, hey, we've got some pants in. They're like yoga/work pants that we want you to try, write a review. And I was like free pants? And she said, yeah. And you know me, I'm like, free pants. So I got them, and I was like, these are pretty cool. And then I got another offer. She was like, will you come to the store and pick out a pair of pants and a shirt? We want you to do like some outreach for us, like teach a yoga class or something. And I said, yeah, because I haven't bought pants since Old Navy 5 years ago. So it's time for me to get some new pants. And so I went, and I can't lie to you, I have started cleaning out all of my old stuff.
Yeah.
And my goal right now is to have like, I only need like three pairs of workout pants now because they're really good quality. And there's some other brands out there, like I like Athleta. I have decided that I'm not going and spending frivolously, I don't even know how to say it, with my money. But like, if I can be strategic with planning, and like, I used my Wellbama $50 gift card I got when I did my health screening, and that knocked off some of the costs. I will say it is really well-made clothing, and they line their clothes with like something to help with like smells and stuff like that from like sweating and stuff like that. But anyway, I don't get into all the like the sports bras and stuff, whatever, if that's what you want to do. But I wear black workout pants, and I actually layer, because dancing, I always wore tons of layers. So I'm always like in long sleeves all the time when I'm working out. So what about you, Tiffany? Do you have a feel for what you like to wear when you're working out?
I definitely like my leggings. And I am drawn to black as well with me, because, you know, I don't like those, you know, I sweat in places that, you know, I don't want to bring attention to.
I gotcha.
So I'm all about the black. Yeah. But I like a loose fitting shirt on top of my sports bra.
Yeah.
I like to be able to move and breathe. But Yeah, I'm really basic when it comes to that. I might have to check out the Lululemon.
Just, they moved. I'm not trying to do a plug or anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, they moved over to Midtown. Yeah. It's a bigger store. It's worth going and just kind of trying, so.
I might explore. But yeah. No, I'm a black leggings person for sure. But yeah. Anyways, okay, had to take us on that adventure. We're going to end this Sunday. Y'all, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. You have been listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.